right, guys. I reacted to Fresh and Fit podcast. I might have picked the wrong video because I was like, what am I watching? The girls on this show are not that smart. I wish there was better representation for the female sex on the show because it was just a bunch of Instagram thotties giving their thoughts on equality. One girl said that she thought a 15-year-old boy, she would beat the ass of a 15-year-old boy. To me, that's questionable. I think I would get my ass beat by like a 12-year-old boy. At this point, we can acknowledge that men are stronger than women. Anyways, you guys told me that was not a good video to react to, so we're gonna try it again. And I actually have a guest who's been on Fresh and Fit, and that's Zuby.
Yeah, hi. Fresh and Fit. Shout out to Fresh and Fit. Yeah, I've been on their show four times. I've done two. Yeah, surrounded by all sorts of interesting women.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun show.
Okay. It's a fun show. Okay. It's a fun show. Zuby's here to back it up. We're going to react to this video called Bad Boys Don't Care. And here's Myron Gaines giving his hot take. Let's get into it.
Age old question. Why do girls like bad boys? Guys, it boils down to one thing. Bad boys always put themselves first, women second. When you're a bad boy, you always put your needs first over a woman's, and that is inherently attractive to women because women know deep down instinctually they are not leaders and must be led. Bad boys inadvertently put themselves first, which inherently makes them attractive. Bam. All right.
Are you a bad boy, Zuby? Do you agree with this video?
There's some truth in it.
Okay, let's hear it.
I wouldn't phrase it that way.
Okay.
But there's a lot of truth in it.
Okay.
You know, there's often been the nice guys versus a-holes debate. Sure. Age old, nice guys finish last, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the word nice is a weird word. And the whole sort of bad boy, a-hole, it's a little bit of a false dichotomy.
Okay.
I think that where he's absolutely correct is that there are a lot of traits that guys who are considered a-holes or bad boys have, which a large percentage of women do find attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence, assertiveness, not being needy, putting yourself first, mm-hmm, when needing to, not being supplicating, those kind of stuff. If you want to go even further, this sort of dark triad type personality traits as well, Machiavellianism. Narcissism and so on, which some women can find attractive. And then when people think of the term nice guy, they don't typically just mean a guy who is like kind.
Sure.
When people say nice guy, like if a girl's like, oh, he's too much of a nice guy, so I'm not attracted to him.
Mm-hmm.
What they typically mean is that he lacks confidence. He is elevating the woman above himself, putting her on a pedestal, which, mm-hmm, is unattractive. Perhaps he's exhibiting some needy behaviors. Mm-hmm. Women get put off if a guy is just needy, constantly,
right,
you know, complimenting them all the time, going on all their picks, you know, just simping for them, basically. That's not attractive. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of a false binary and dichotomy. It's not as simple as, you know, you've got nice guys and then you've got bad,
sure,
boys,
because
it implies, okay, you either go all the way that way or you go all the way that way.
Right.
But you can certainly have a man who's confident and assertive and puts himself first most of the time and has a lot of what people may consider alpha qualities.
Yep.
But he's not actually a psychopath or, you know, an abuser or someone who's gonna go out there and, you know, hurt women or anything like that. Yeah, that's my thoughts on it.
Yeah, and I think this is what I run into with like the quote alpha male podcasters or whatever. Yeah. You know, the Myrons, the Sneekos, the Andrew Tates who you recently had on your show.
Yeah, it's not out just yet.
But okay.
I interviewed him in Dubai last week.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. So but
I've had him on my show in 2019. He was the fourth guest on my podcast.
Right. He was like one of the OGs back, yep, when you started doing this. So I'm curious because I watch their content a lot and I feel like the messaging is just almost there, like with this video we just watched, I can see what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I know women, you guys can get mad at me, are not natural leaders. I mean, you guys can come at my throat, and I imagine that's what a lot of feminists get mad about, hearing that in that statement. And I think the phrasing of, oh, he's gonna put himself first, yeah, but if you have a good man and you're a good woman to that man, putting you in that mix is putting himself first, and, mm-hmm, contributing to that relationship is him putting himself first. So people don't read into it enough and, yeah, and think about it enough to truly get at what they're trying to say. But I do think this sort of messaging can have a positive and maybe a negative effect, depending on who the audience is. What's your thoughts on the just onslaught of particular women mm-hmm. coming after these podcasters and saying they have a negative impact on young boys?
Well, firstly, they are mostly wrong
mm-hmm.
because I know for a fact that all the aforementioned names help and inspire and motivate far more young men mm-hmm. than they hurt them. I had this conversation with Tate the other day. I know him. Like, we've hung out. I've been to his house. We've hung out multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he's the most canceled man in the universe
right
now. And there's all this, you know, very, very strong opinions globally floating around this guy. As far as I'm concerned, Andrew Tate is a net positive.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh and Fit, Myron, these guys are a net positive. Does that mean I agree with all their words or actions? Or if I were in that position, which, you know, I've got a big platform as well. Would I word and phrase things the exact same way that they do?
Mm-hmm.
No. Do we share all the same beliefs? No. There's a lot of overlap. But the world needs different types of messengers. I think this is something people fail to understand, right? The one person, that person that one person finds offensive and brash and going too far or whatever, that is the exact way that another guy needs to hear it,
mm-hmm.
right? That person who you might think is too... Yeah, you know, this person's too, you know, sort of fence sitting and lukewarm or whatever. Maybe you just need to hear it that way. And so, look, there's so many people out there on the internet, podcasters, people on TV, people on social media and so on. You're not going to agree with anyone 100%, but I like to do what I call eat the meat, spit out the bones.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I always tell people. You don't need to take on board 100% of everyone's message and ideology,
mm-hmm.
even my own, right? If it's like, Zuby, you know what? I agree with you on like 80, 90%. This 10, 20%, I don't really know, man. Like, I think you're off on this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, cool, take that 80% message and use it to make your life better. The 20%, right? Don't be a sheep, right? Don't just say, oh my gosh, this, you know, Myron said something on a podcast, so I need to 100%. If you're doing that, you're being a sheep. Yeah. Sheep can run in both directions.
Right.
So whoever the messenger is, eat the meat, spit out the bones, take what you find useful and valuable and motivating, and the stuff that you don't, maybe you can find a better messenger for that, or you can have your own worldview and use that to moderate it.
Right. Taylor and I were talking about that the other day. So often, I bet you get this comment too, where it's like, I like Zuby music. I don't agree with everything he says, but I like Zuby music. It's like, yeah, we hope you don't agree with everything we say. Like, you don't need to add that in. We would imagine you would not agree with everything we say. And now there's this sort of culture of, if you watch somebody, it is a full endorsement of 100% of what they say.
Oh gosh, let alone if you have them on your podcast or something. My new Andrew Tate interview hasn't even come out yet.
And people are freaking out.
And you know who's freaking out? People who have never listened to my podcast.
Yep.
Right? So people are mad at a podcast that they never listened to.
And they probably never listen to Andrew Tate either.
Having a guest that they don't listen to, and they're not even going to listen to the conversation. I just posted a photo with him, and it was like, boom, like, oh my gosh, you know, all of a sudden, you know. But this is, and by the way, this is one reason why I go out of my way. Like, I actually like posting photos and doing stuff with people I know are going to disagree with.
Yeah.
And this happens on both sides, right? I mean, I've posted photos with Tulsi Gabbard,
mm-hmm.
and that annoyed a lot of conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
I photo photos with Cornel West,
mm-hmm.
and people are like, Zuby, don't you know that he's a leftist? I'm like, yeah, I know he's a leftist, but we had a great conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, I, you know, if I meet someone, cool, let's take a photo as a human. And it doesn't mean, yes, I align 100%. He's not aligning 100% with me.
Right.
I actually do that just to show people, yo, don't be afraid of conversations.
Exactly.
Don't be afraid of interacting with people you have agreements and disagreements with. Whatever, we're all people, ultimately. If I think that someone means well and has a decent heart and is trying to do well, there's people who I disagree with vehemently, but I don't think they're, you know, I think they're coming from the right place.
Right.
There's some people who I do think are, you know, malicious.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure.
But there's people who I think, okay, this guy's coming from a good place, or this gal's coming from the right place. We have our disagreements in ideology or policies or whatever,
mm-hmm.
just like we all do. But I don't think they're like a bad or hateful individual.
Exactly.
I'll give you a great example of that. Someone who I disagree with almost completely politically,
mm-hmm.
but I actually don't think he's like a, I think he means well. I think he's actually generally coming from a good place. Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. I would agree.
Like, he's a super leftist.
Yep.
But I don't think he's, I don't think he's like got that malicious anger. Like there are people who I just think like this person's they're malicious, they're deceptive, they're manipulating, they're lying, they're kind of doing that all the way. And you can see it, and you can also see by what they're putting out there that they have this disdain for humanity sometimes, mm-hmm. and that they don't actually like other human beings, mm-hmm. and that's where a lot of their stuff is coming from. Whereas there's others where I'm like, okay, this person is actually very, very, you know, is actually compassionate and does actually want what's best. I just think that the way they want to go about it and their policies ultimately are not the best way or are potentially destructive.
Right. And we don't advocate for those people being censored, deplatformed, anything like that. And it's interesting because we talk about this ladder, particularly like getting back to the alpha male podcaster thing. Like Jordan Peterson is this sort of highbrow intellectual. People call him like an alpha male type. You know, we can debate that. But the message is to help young men get out of the spaces that they're in. People attack him, and then comes along like a Myron Gaines, and then they attack mm-hmm. him, and then comes along the Andrew Tate. And you can see the ante is just upping.
Anybody who encourages men to better themselves mm-hmm. and who reaches a level of prominence will be attacked by the system.
Yep.
Everyone.
The system's against that.
All of them. Doesn't matter if it's Joe Rogan. Doesn't matter if it's Jordan Peterson. Doesn't matter if it's Andrew Tate. By the way, very, very, very different guys, different personalities.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. The Matrix is going to come for you. And so you have to be able to expect that mm-hmm. and deal with it.
But you're out there, and you're doing the same thing, too. I saw you tweeted out the most fat-phobic tweet ever about how having a healthy, fit body is just, like, the best thing that money can't buy.
Yes.
So I'm sure people hate you for encouraging men. They hate you for encouraging health. They hate you for speaking out about COVID and just telling the truth on, mm-hmm. or at least what you're seeing on a multitude of different things.
People don't hate you. They hate the caricature of who they think you are.
Yep.
That's really what it is.
They don't know you.
People build up these straw men of who they imagine somebody is, and then that's what they attack. And I'm very, very cautious of never saying that I hate anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate anybody in this world, firstly, but also even with it's important to separate people from ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. When someone is there, like, and you've never even met the person, like, you should always take a step back and be like, wait, I don't even, you know, you can meet that person in the real world, and you're like, oh, actually, this person's really cool and friendly and polite.
Right.
Okay, well, maybe we disagree politically, but yeah, we just had like a really nice conversation.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's not like if you're talking about, I don't know, unless you work in it, I also don't think you should be only talking about politics all day long. That's mm-hmm. not really helpful, and it's not good for your psyche as a human being.
We talk about this all the time. It takes so much energy to hate people. It takes so much energy to just hold and harbor just disgust towards other people. And it's just not beneficial to you. It mm-hmm. literally withers away your body.
It does.
You feel it, and it just eats you alive. So,
and it prevents you from learning from people.
Yes.
Even people who you don't like, or you disagree with, or you think you don't like, especially if, they've got a big following and are successful.
Mm-hmm.
That happened for a reason.
Yep.
So you might want to at least consider why, right? If there's this person, if you're someone out there who's like, you think Andrew Tate is like the worst person in the world, or he's this, or he's that, or he's that. Why do you think, I mean, when he got banned, he was getting 100,000 followers per day.
Mm-hmm.
Why, what is it he's saying that's resonating with so many millions of people around the world, especially young men, that is so attractive and enticing? Even if you don't like some of his messaging or the tone or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you should, rather than just trying to like, just get rid of him, you should think, okay, what's happening in our culture, in our society, that this type of message is resonating so much with so many people? There's got to be some truth to it,
right?
With what Myron said there, it's like, okay, well, there's got to be some truth to it, because
mm-hmm.
people also wouldn't get mad if he was just lying. If you just lie, people don't really care.
Nope.
If you're saying something that's got a kernel of truth, but maybe you're going overboard with it, then that makes people mad.
Yeah.
But it's the truthful stuff that annoys people.
And that's why they don't want us on anything. They don't want the truth getting out there, I don't think. Zuby, where can people find what you're tweeting out, what you're talking about? Because I don't know that you like the term alpha male. but you are certainly a positive figure for men out there on the internet. Where can they find you?
I'm on all social media at Zuby Music, Zuby Music. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Minds.com, lots of alternative media at Zuby Music. You can find me at teamzubi.com, music, merchandise, and books. And you can check out my podcast, Real Talk with Zubi, as well as my music, of course, on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your stuff.
Dope. Thank you so much. And let's get him to 1 million on Twitter, because he's going to be there in like no time. So be a part of it. Join the wave. Guys, if you want to join our Discord, the link is in the description down below. Please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we post a new video for you guys. And every single time we go live, that's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And we'll see you later. Don't forget to call your mamas.